"I've done pretty well," he said. "But the strange thing is that I owe it all to one piece of luck."
"What do you mean by that?"
"Well, do you remember Abraham? He was the man who had the future. When we were students, he beat me all along the line. He got the prizes and the scholarships that I went in for. I always played second fiddle to him. If he'd kept on, he'd be in the position I'm in now. That man had a genius for surgery. No one had to look in with him. When he was appointed registrar at Thomas's, I hadn't a chance of getting on the staff. I should have had to become a GP, and you know what likelihood there is for a GP ever to get out of the common rut. But Abraham fell out, and I got the job. That gave me my opportunity."
"I dare say that's true.
It was just luck. I suppose there was some kink in Abraham. Poor devil, he's gone to the dogs altogether. He's got some tuppenny halfpenny job in the medical at Alexandria, sanitary officer or something like that. I'm told he lives with an ugly old Greek woman, has half a dozen scrofulous kids. The fact is, I suppose, that it's not enough to have brains. The thing that counts is character. Abraham hasn't got character."
"Character.
I should have thought it needed a good deal of character to throw up a career after half an hour's meditation, because you saw in another way of living a more intense significance. And it required still more character never to regret the sudden step. But I said nothing." And Alec Carmichael proceeded reflectively, "Of course, it would be hypocritical for me to pretend that I regret what Abraham did. After all, I've scored by it." He puffed luxuriously at the long Corona he was smoking. "But if I weren't personally concerned, I should be sorry at the waste. It seems a rotten thing that a man should make such a hash of life." I wondered if Abraham really had made a hash of life. "Is to do what you want most, to live under the conditions that please you in peace with yourself, to make a hash of life? And is it success to be an eminent surgeon with 10,000 a year and a beautiful wife? I suppose it depends on what meaning you attach to life, the claim which you acknowledge to society and the claim of the individual. But again, I held my tongue, for who am I to argue with a knight?"